4 years of negotiation has ended at United. Beechcraft courting a buyer for its jet assets. And Boeing finds another 1% in the 737 MAX. This is Aero News for Wednesday, October 30th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. After more than 4 years of negotiations, a merger of three airlines, and numerous representation elections, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers announced on Tuesday that members at United Airlines ratified agreements covering approximately 30,000 fleet service, passenger service, and stockroom employees. With over 65% participation, each contract was approved by more than 70% of voting members. The agreements run through 2016 and provide immediate wage increases ranging from 7 to 29% and from 19 to 56% over the term of the agreements. The IAM represents approximately 32,000 workers at United Airlines and is the largest union at the carrier. An undisclosed party is reportedly in talks with Beechcraft for the company's Hawker 4000 and Premier lines that went out of production when Beechcraft emerged from bankruptcy. At the NBAA convention in Las Vegas last week, Beechcraft CEO Bill Boyster said the company is, quote-unquote, dangerously close to a deal that would include Plant 3 in Wichita, according to a report in the Wichita Eagle. While Boyster would not name the company with which Beechcraft is negotiating, he did say they are intending to, quote, go into the composite component manufacturing business, end quote. He said he did not think the company would produce completed jet aircraft. The assets are up for sale as a condition of Beechcraft's emergence from Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. There have also been reports that the entire company is for sale, with Embraer, Textron, and India's Mahindra & Mahindra all mentioned as being potential buyers. However, at NBAA 2013, Embraer denied any interest in the company. Boeing says the 737 MAX program has continued to make steady development progress since reaching firm configuration on the 737 MAX 8 in July. Engineers have completed an assessment of the airplane's performance, confirming an additional 1% fuel efficiency improvement over the 13% already promised to customers. That means airlines that will operate the 737 MAX will now realize a 14% fuel efficiency improvement over today's most efficient single-aisle airplanes. At longer ranges, the improvement will be even greater. Engineers continue to make progress on the detailed design of the airplane. Recently, the team completed the firm systems definition, which defines the hardware locations for the systems on the airplane. Boeing says it is on track for delivery of the first 737 MAX in the third quarter of 2017. We hear a lot these days about the employee management problems in the airline business, but, well, here's some good news about an airline that seems to have its act together. Air Canada has been recognized as one of Canada's top 100 employers in an annual survey by MediaCorps Canada Inc. The national competition, which begins by examining the recruitment histories of more than 75,000 employers across Canada, chooses top companies after conducting a detailed review of their operations and human resources practices, including a comparison of others in their industry and region. Air Canada employs approximately 27,000 people and is Canada's largest domestic and international airline, serving more than 175 destinations on five continents. Canada's flag carrier is among the 20 largest airlines in the world and in 2012 served close to 35 million customers. The award is part of MediaCorps' Canada's Top 100 Employers Project. The annual competition evaluates and identifies the country's leading companies and organizations for attracting and retaining employees. New South Wales, Australia Deputy Premier Andrew Stoner on Tuesday welcomed the first China Southern A380 flight into Sydney, saying it is an important service for Australia-bound Chinese visitors. Deputy Premier Stoner hailed the maiden flight as a major milestone, adding, quote, China has recently overtaken New Zealand as the number one source market for visitors, and I welcome this extra service for Chinese passengers to get to Australia's top tourism destination, the city of Sydney, end quote. China Southern's single daily A380 air service is expected to generate 5,000 jobs and contribute approximately $390 million Australian to the Australian economy in just 1 year. when Aero News continues. EAA's Hall of Fame to induct 5. Jonathan Livingston Seagull flies again. And there's gold in them thar toilets.
The True Blue Power TS-835 Series Emergency Power Supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead-acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Wednesday, October 30th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The EAA will recognize the contributions made to the world of flight by 5 aviators on Thursday, November 14th, as it inducts them into the EAA Hall of Fame during a banquet at the Aviation Center in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The inductees, each of whom represent the spectrum of aviation within the EAA community and have achieved notable successes within their particular realm of flight, are Frank Beagle of Kankakee, Illinois, being posthumously inducted into the EAA Ultralight Hall of Fame. Bill Adams of Waukesha, Wisconsin, also being inducted posthumously into the International Aerobatic Club Hall of Fame. Susan Dusenberry of Walnut Cove, North Carolina, inducted into the Vintage Aircraft Association's Hall of Fame. Lee Lauterbach of Orlando, Florida, going into the Warbirds of America Hall of Fame. And finally, Philip J. Lockwood of Sebring, Florida, going into the Home Builders Hall of Fame. In addition, Judy Mueller of Random Lake, Wisconsin, will receive the Henry Kimberly Spirit of Leadership Award for her efforts on behalf of EAA and the local community. Mueller has long been involved as a volunteer in air venture activities, including as a chairman for Theater in the Woods evening programs at Oshkosh. Author Richard Bach was overcome with emotion last week when he was reunited with his repaired Sea Ray amphibious airplane in Valkyria, Florida. Bach was landing the craft on an island off the coast of Washington State when he clipped some power lines and flipped over. The author, who was rescued by some campers on the island, was in a coma for a week following the accident. The plane's wings and fuselage were badly damaged, but Jim Rattle, a Florida-based expert on building and repairing Sea Ray airplanes, assured Bach the plane could be repaired, and he did just that, according to an Enterprise report in Florida Today. It was Rattle who sold the airplane to Bach in the first place. When Bach showed up in Florida to fly the plane that he has now named Puff home, Rattle had a few words of advice for the author pilot, saying, quote, "Don't hurt my airplane," end quote. A cleaning crew working on an airplane from an unnamed airline that had just completed a flight from Dubai to Bangladesh got an unexpected surprise when they were cleaning a toilet in the airplane. The UK newspaper, the Daily Mail, reports that 280 gold bars worth about $1.8 million were discovered in one of the airplane's, yes, toilets. In all, the gold bars weighed about 70 pounds. Customs officials said they were aware the gold was on the airplane and that the suspected smuggler probably feared he or she was about to be arrested, so the contraband was dumped in the lav and the culprit exited the airplane. The paper reports that the international airport in Dhaka is apparently a popular destination for smugglers. More than 100 illegal shipments of gold have been confiscated at the airport in just the past 8 months. Unfortunately, the report doesn't say, but I can only wonder if the discovery of the gold was made in the toilets in economy class. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.